Pirates versus Tyrants. This is the Tom Wren Show, where we practice piracy on the enemies of freedom and liberty.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are excited to be here, as usual, providing you the insight that you will get nowhere else. I am here today with my trusty producer, Andrea, and we have some good news for you guys to start out with. Tennessee, right here, House Bill 1894. Now, this bill is passing in Tennessee, and I want to tell you guys about it. This bill's not perfect, okay? By no means is it perfect, but it's the first bill in the country to really take aim at the vaccines being put into foods. This is a huge, huge deal. Huge deal, right? Now, the Missouri Cattlemen's Association and a lot of these corrupt monsters that we see out there tried to lie and say, oh, we're not going to put anything in the food. There'd be no mRNA in the food, et cetera, except for they are, right? They are. There's no question about that. We've caught them. They're liars. But that's what lobbyists do, is lie. So this bill is being passed, and I kind of want to start out, and I want to go through this bill because, understand, nobody wants the gene therapy jabs. Less than 2% of the people in this country are taking these poisons anymore. And as people realize that they're going to start putting mRNA into the flu shot, into the shingles shot, into all these other shots, yeah, it's just going to continue to crash, right? Because no one wants this stuff. It kills you. It kills too many people, right? So let's talk about this law. This is wonderful because it's a one-page bill, which I love. No law should ever be more than 10 pages, unless it's a yearly budget type thing. Any law that can't be written in under 10 pages, in my mind, is just a recipe for corruption. But, you know, that's why they do that. Anyways, so this bill specifically just amends Tennessee's code, and that it includes the word, it expands the definition of the word drug to include food that contains a vaccine or vaccine material, right? So this is a very big deal because if you put these vaccines into the food, well, they've got to deal with that. They've got to treat it like a drug, right? So all the other laws that go into regulating drugs in Tennessee would apply here. Now, there is kind of this little thing that we've really got to address here, and this is the love-hate thing for me on this bill. I love that they did this. I'm so proud of the Tennessee guys who fought for this. Congratulations to you guys. It's wonderful. Okay. Vaccine or vaccine material means a substance intended for humans to stimulate production antibodies and provide immunity against disease, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? Now, there's a couple problems here. This needed to be a broader definition. Now, I'm happy. I'll take this. I'm thrilled about this bill, and I'm not knocking the bill, right? I'm ecstatic that the bill was passed. But understand means substance intended for humans, right? Now, that is a huge loophole because intended for humans means that if they vaccinate something with something like, say, a cow or a pig, and it's intended for cows or pigs, but there's going to be a known impact on humans, does this apply, does it not? Well, it's a little bit harder to tell, right? It's kind of a loophole. And they go on to really kind of specify its impact on humans. Now, they had to do this because it wouldn't pass otherwise, because the lobbyists fight it. But the fact that it would pass is an indication that, you know, there's something that they view as a loophole. So this law will go a long ways, and it's important, and it's a critical law, and it verifies everything that we said, right? We told you guys we've been fighting for a couple of years. We've really been, you know, pushing out there. mRNA, modRNA vaccines in the food supply are a real thing. They're intentionally screwing with your genetics through the food. They know it. They intend it. So there's that. Now, let me show you this. How genetically modified foods could impact our health in unexpected ways, right? So this is an article, and it's talking about different ways that GMO food could impact your health. And this is important because I want to tie this in, right? So when we talk about the food supply, you have to understand anything you put in your body has the potential to affect your genetics, right? I mean, if you eat something, it's going to, there's a potential to impact you, right? You are what you eat type thing. Now, the problem is, though, is how much? What sort of impact? Is it huge? Is it little? What kind of an impact? You know, and the thing is natural food is natural, right? So you got to believe that over the bazillions of years that humans and animals and plants have all grown together on this planet, that God would have had a plan that we would have all, or even if you don't believe, you know, if you're not a God person, I am, but that we would have all kind of evolved in a way where we could work together. Now, when humans go in there and start gunking up the works, that really kind of throws an unexpected twist on things. So these GMO foods, the problem is that GMO foods can absolutely impact your genetics, but a lot of food can impact your genetics. The thing is how do they impact your genetics, right? So once you've tinked with the genetic structure of the food, how does that impact your genetics as a human being, right? And how is it different than it would have if they wouldn't have screwed with it? Now, of course, big pharma, big ag tries to say GMO foods are fine, they're safe, they can't impact you. That's a lie. It's an absolute lie, right? So we look at the article that I just showed you all. And this article opens up, says, Chinese researchers have found small pieces of rice RNA in the blood and organs of humans who eat rice, right? The team showed that the genetic material will bind to receptors in human liver cells and influence uptake of cholesterol from the blood. Why does this matter, right? Why does this matter? Well, this is a demonstration. This is just a sample, right? So the RNA from the rice goes into your body and it does bind with certain receptors and it has an impact. Why does that matter? Well, the point is that genetically modified food does the same sort of thing as non-genetically modified. All food is going to impact your genes. It's going to introduce genetic material. You know, this RNA from the rice, you know, this is, it's there, it has an impact, and that's a big deal, right? But when we start modifying foods in a lab, well, then we don't know what's going to happen, right? We don't know what it's going to do. We're guessing. And if you know, the problem is there's no regulatory oversight because the FDA is corrupt. The USDA is corrupt. Everything in HHS is corrupt. They're all controlled by big pharma, big ag. So we don't actually know what this stuff is doing because there's no proper oversight. There's no proper studies. There's no proper data. We just have to trust the science, if you will. Meanwhile, we do know. And as I said, Chinese researchers found small pieces of ribonucleic acid in the blood and organs of humans who eat rice. Well, what if that RNA was genetically modified? What if it was miRNA or modRNA or some other RNA? Now, here the article goes on to say the type of RNA in question was called microRNA. That's miRNA due to its small size. miRNAs have been studied extensively since their discovery 10 years ago and have been implicated as players in several human diseases, including cancer, Alzheimer's, and diabetes. They usually function by turning down or shutting down certain genes. The Chinese research provides the first in vivo example of ingested plant miRNA surviving digestion and influencing cell function in this way. Now, this article was written right here, folks, 2012. Right? Why does that matter? Well, let's fast forward here, right? This, going back to 2012, they knew that these microRNAs do survive digestion. They also know that mRNA can survive digestion, right? This is a big deal because what the lunatics in Big Pharma and Big Ag want to tell us is that, oh, this DNA, RNA stuff, it can't survive digestion anyways, except for it does, right? Except for it does. And they've known it since 2012. It's an absolute lie. Now, this is quite the issue, because if mRNA is put into an animal, and if it can survive digestion, it's going to make its way into your body, right? So you've got to understand that this idea that they can put this stuff in animals and not impact humans is absurd. It's absurd. There's no question it can. So when this goes on, we see things like Monsanto lying all the way back in 2012. Monsanto, which has since been bought by Bayer and has since partnered with Pfizer BioNTech to create, mRNA type poisons and genetically modifying poisons for our food supply, states there is no need for or value in testing the safety of genetically modified foods in humans. Why? Why in the hell? I mean, really? Really? Why wouldn't we want to test it? What's the downside to testing it, Monsanto? As long as introduced protein is determined safe, food from GM crops is determined substantially equivalent, not expected to pose any health risks, according to Monsanto, right? So these guys have been doing this and lying about this for decades, right? There's just no question about it, right? Now, I want to go back even farther. 1999. Right? Group of scientists wrote a letter titled Beyond Substantial Equivalence. And the letter called Substantial Equivalence, a pseudoscience. Basically, what you've got to understand about this, is that there has been a war on truth going back to the 90s related to the food supply. Since they've introduced genetically modified foods, since this has been a thing, they've been trying to convince us that it's safe, it's effective, it doesn't need regulated, it doesn't need anything. The reality couldn't be further from the truth. Anything you put in your body has the potential to impact your body. This is manifest, right? And the GMO food is absolutely has the potential to impact your genetic makeup. And when we start putting and intentionally genetically modifying these foods and putting in things like mRNA, mod RNA, pick your thing, these things absolutely have the impact to affect people. Now, you may say, oh, no, Renz, this is nonsense, right? That didn't say that diet's going to change your DNA. Okay, how about this? 2017, right here, see this, 2017? Scientific American, they are leftist, folks. Scientific America was 100% in on everything COVID. They are not in any way, shape, or form independent. They just follow whatever the government science is, right? They're not actually science. They're just whatever the government science and the big money science says, right? How diet can change your DNA. Recent studies suggest the food you eat could modify your genes and potentially your children's. Now, wait a second, folks. That seems like conspiracy theory to me. How could the food I eat modify my DNA? I thought it doesn't. There's no reason to worry about mod RNA being in our food supply, right? Modify GMO the hell out of that food. That's all we got to do because it doesn't matter. It can't affect you except for, well, left-leaning Scientific America in 2017 says it can. How is that? It says that it could modify your genes and your children's. What? Reading from the article, nutritionists have long known that you are what you eat is not just an expression. Recent studies suggest that what you eat affects you, sometimes even your children and your grandchildren. What? That to me sounds like conspiracy theory. That sounds absurd, right? Reading some more. This winter, Nestle convened esteemed experts in human and animal health to talk about the future of nutrition science. One theme emerged is the epigenetic impact of diet and lifestyle on individual health. Epigenetics is a study of how different biological environmental signals affect gene expression. What? Rather than change DNA itself, epigenetic signals can, for example, prompt changes in the number of methyl chemical groups attached to a gene, turning it on or off. Oh, that sounds like a loophole, right? It doesn't change your genes. It doesn't change your DNA. No, it just turns your genes on or off, right? Right? Oh. A person's diet is an important source of epigenetic signals, and scientists are now investigating how eating habits modify gene expression in adults and their offspring. Understanding the relationship could help researchers identify nutritional elements that might help prevent or treat diseases, such as a whole bunch of different things, right? Now, one of those things is cancer. Wait a second, right here. Cancer. So these guys are saying that this epigenetic science may impact cancer. And if it can cure it, it can cause it, right? And they're talking about eating food that could affect cancer, right? Now, this seems a little bit suspicious to me, right? More than 550 scientists, research assistants, and technicians drive science and technology for Nestle's business worldwide, right? Epigenetics is becoming progressively more important to this work. Well, wait a second. It is critical to understand the role of nutrition in transgenerational health, particularly between mother and child. It sounds like they're talking about permanent changes to your genetics. What? Folks, this can't be true. Food doesn't impact your genes, and the mRNAs can't impact your genes. They just told us that. Big science told us that. Big Ag said there's no problem. Don't worry about mRNA vaccines in pigs and cows. It's all good, right? This is really a just plain admission that they knew it, right? This is all part of a plan. How diet can change your DNA. Scientific America, 2017. So they know that diet can change your DNA. They know that putting these mod RNA poisons into animals, it's going to make its way into your body. And what's it going to do in there? We don't know. Has anybody studied it? Has anybody done a 20-year study on what eating mod RNA vaccinated animals does in humans? I would say they haven't, since, you know, officially there hasn't been 20 years of mod RNA animals, has there? So why then are we saying that they're safe? How are we saying that they're effective? The simple reality is that we don't know either, and there's no evidence to either. So when we look back at House Bill 1894 in Tennessee, this is a crucial, crucial bill, right? It's a bill that had to happen. It's a bill that's necessary. It's a bill that will allow us to, you know, really potentially start going after this stuff. But we need more. You know, when we write this legislation, the one thing I hear a lot is, oh, you can't write that. It's too broad. It's too this. It's too that. Folks, listen, we need some broad brush strokes. We need to get these poisonous scumbags out of food. We've got to get our food supply fixed. What's occurring right now is intentional poisoning of humanity. These people are poisoning us, and they're doing so intentionally. They know that they're doing. They know why they're doing it. There's no question about it. You know, we've got document after document after document. We've got Pfizer, BioNTech partnering with Bayer Monsanto to why would the king of mRNA vaccine poisons partner with the king of food, if not to create GMO products that could affect humans? Why would they do that? There's no question what's occurring, folks. There's no question. This is a truly, truly dangerous time. And I cannot possibly stress how important this issue is to the future of humanity. Once they start tinkering with your genes, you know, it goes down, it goes up, generationally. I mean, who knows what's going on? Problem is, they don't know. this is literally like end of humanity type stuff. I just don't know what else to say about it. So please make sure that this is getting out there. Tom Renz Show, America Out Loud Network, TomRenz.com. Support our Rumble show. We're on Twitter. We're all over the place. Just help us get the word out. Please hit share. And by the way, I haven't said enough about that lately. I got to get you guys, we got to work on the sharing stuff. We got to push that, right? This is 2024. We've got the election coming. We got all this stuff coming. If we don't get the word out on these issues, no one's going to do anything about it. This is the year that we need to share. We need to push. So I need you guys really helping get the word out. Watch my friends. Watch Mel Kay. Watch Sherry Tenpenny. Watch all these people. Watch Mike Adams, the Brady on Store. By the way, use Tom Renz at checkout, the Brady on Store. Support all these guys. Get this stuff out there. We've got to support other patriots, not just me. Not just me. I want you to share ours naturally. And please go to TomRenz.com. Donate, buy. We do need financial support. We got some funny T-shirts and some other stuff. The store's getting filled out. Lots of good stuff. But we need some help. We really got to get the word out. So that's that.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutLoud.shop. That's AmericaOutLoud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutLoud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Andrea, did you enjoy your Easter?
I did, and I had a wonderful Easter. How was yours?
It was good. You got two sons. Did you put them in dresses and have them carry rainbow flags to church?
You know, we didn't get that memo this year. You know, I'm sure they would have loved that as a suggestion, but we identified as cisgendered on Easter, like we do most days. So
you're hateful. No.
We all wore pants too. I probably upset someone
hateful.
With that too.
I didn't know you were so hateful. I thought you were my diversity hire.
We were really not that diverse.
Oh no, that's no good. because Easter is a day to celebrate the trans community, isn't it? I mean, if you're a good Christian, what else would you celebrate on Easter other than people with penises wearing dresses?
Mm-hmm. Our wonderful leader. I mean, I'm so proud of Biden for that.
Der Fuhrer.
I'm sure. Yes.
Der Fuhrer Biden, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Joe Biden, because he's a devout, good Catholic, did just what, I mean, I went to church. You went to church.
We took
our kids to church.
Mm-hmm.
Now I was under the impression that Easter stood for the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that's what it was about. I was mistaken, though. And luckily, Der Fuhrer Biden clarified for me that what it's really about is the Trans Day of Visibility. Because, I mean, apparently you're not visible enough if you're a big, hairy dude wearing a dress, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's look at this here. Let's look at this. I got to tell you, I'm making you small again because I'm disappointed. You're supposed to be my diversity hire, and you're over
I'm just
there.
I'm not diverse enough.
Your children, you didn't force your boys to wear dresses. How terrible of you. I know Andrea's boys, by the way. So I hope that she will tell them that they should have been wearing dresses because that'd be funny to me. They'll want to throw something at me. All right. This is going to be my Libs of TikTok segment because honestly, everything you need to know about this, Libs of TikTok is taken care of. I mean, it's unbelievable. So, Libs of TikTok. Joe Biden proclaims Easter Sunday to be Transgender Day of Visibility. Thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you. Imagine if Joe Biden somehow equated one of the Islamic holidays and the Prophet Muhammad with trans something. Imagine how well that would go, right? But Joe Biden, the devout Catholic, says that Easter Sunday is going to be a trans day of visibility. Certainly this was about unity, right? He would never have done this if it wasn't about unity. This is only about unity. So to unify us, he wanted to bring together, something that was an affront to Christianity with the Christians. So he did it on Easter, right? So this was mind-blowing to me. And so we've got that. Now let's talk about the trans day of visibility. Now on one side, you have Christianity celebrating overcoming death, celebrating life, celebrating respect for all, love for all, this, that, and other. On the other, you've got dudes with penises that wear dresses. And let's talk about this, right? So, Libs of TikTok, giving more visibility to trans people on the Trans Day of Visibility is a big deal, right? So here's some people that Libs of TikTok wanted to point out. We've got the Colorado Springs shooter, who was non-binary. We've got the Nashville school shooter who was trans. We've got the Aberdeen shooter who was trans. We've got the Denver school shooter who was trans. We've got the Iowa school shooter who is transgender fluid. And for those of you watching, I love this little post with Wealth Turtle, which shows what the Democrats were celebrating on the Trans Day of Visibility, right? And for anybody that is listening and not watching, let me tell you, this is a collage of images that you're grateful that you can't see because you cannot unsee them. I am not sure how we got to a point in this world where these people expect to ever be taken serious, but somehow this group of clowns and degenerates somehow thinks that we should take them seriously. And we're having a trans day of visibility for this group of, well, I don't even know what they are. This is what we're celebrating, right? Trans Day of Visibility. Now let's go further here. On this Trans Day of Visibility, Libs of TikTok, again, and I really credit them with everything about this. Trans Day of Visibility, a trans person burned down this 117-year-old church in Portland. Cameron David Storer was charged with 2 counts of first-degree arson, 1 count of second-degree arson, and 2 counts of second-degree burglary. And here's a picture of this beautiful 117-year-old church burning out of control in Portland. Another wonderful trans person who doesn't have any mental illness, I'm sure, doing what good trans people do. Folks, could it be that maybe trans is a mental illness? Maybe gender dysphoria disorder is a mental illness? I mean, it was listed as a mental illness for decades. We don't like talking about it as a mental illness, but could it be that it's a mental illness? Could it be that this is not a good thing? I'm just saying, perhaps the trans day of visibility is a bad thing. Just saying. Okay, so let's go here. Let's go down here. Here's another trans day of visibility. These innocent people lost their lives when an LGBTQ terrorist shot up a club in Colorado Springs. And here's the names of the five people who were murdered by this Colorado Springs lunatic, pervert, psychopath. Thank you. Now going further, because this is, like I said, this is 100% libs of TikTok. Did a wonderful job of compiling this. And this I'm going to play for you because anybody who hasn't seen this needs to. Here you go.
Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
Thanks for the tip.
Okay, so for anybody that doesn't know, that's Kindergarten Cop. Arnold Schwarzenegger. This is one of the most important clips in history. It's also something that we probably ought to revisit. Rachel Crandall Crocker, a radical trans activist and therapist, invented the Trans Day of Visibility. I don't know whether it's a he or a she. I don't know what the hell this thing is. It looks like a nightmare, folks. So Rachel Crandall Crocker says he chose March 31st because he wants some distance from the Transgender Day of Remembrance, which is November 20th, as well as Pride Month, which is June. And Libs of TikTok points out, imagine being so oppressed and marginalized you have to figure out how to space all the days on the calendar that are celebrating you.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Thanks for the tip.
Okay, folks. So let's talk a little bit more about this, right? So we have Joe Biden essentially telling all Christians, go to hell. I'm going to insult you. I'm going to demean you on literally the holiest day of the year, the day that Christ was risen. We're going to insult everything you believe in by making it a trans day of visibility. This was not an accident, folks. This was an absolutely intentional action. There is no question that this was done intentionally. This was Joe Biden telling Christians, go to hell. Go to hell. We don't care about you. We don't like you. You people are no good. You're not worth our time. Yeah, Joe Biden does not like Christians.
The Catholic. Catholic.
Good Catholic, Joe. Well, he actually fits real well with the Pope.
Goodness gracious.
I mean, Joe Biden and the Pope, they're like BFFs. No question about it.
But so, you and I were talking about this in relationship to rhino hunting, and I'll say this just real briefly. This is a huge litmus test for me with if you're a real Republican, if you're really for God, family, country, and you're either in office or trying to be in office. If you're not hard on this, if this is not a clear, like there's abortion, there's this trans crap. If you're not fighting that, then you're not a Republican at all.
Yeah. Well, let's define fighting it, right? So if you are a 40-year-old man and you want to run around looking like a dumbass with a dress on, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Free country, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead. If you push it on my kids, mm-hmm. if you get within a mile of my kids, there's going to be hell to pay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just ain't happening, right? And I got to be honest with you. So I've thought a lot about this, right? Because my kids go to a good school where there is none of this. I wouldn't let my kids go to public school if you paid me. A lot of people feel like they have no choice. If you're letting your kids get exposed to this, I mean, what would you fight for? What are you willing to fight for? You're going to let your kids be exposed to pornography and mm-hmm. perversion in kindergarten? You're going to yep. let kindergarten teachers teach your kids that this is okay? And, I'm sympathetic because if you're, a working parent and this, that, and other, well, your kids got to go to school. You got to make sure that they're learning this and learning that. Mm-hmm. Got to make mm-hmm. sure they got in the future. And if you have no way to, some people can't homeschool. Some people can't afford a private school. I get all that. But I guess the thing is are you willing to just give your kids away? Is it worth the second income? Is it worth, what's it worth, right?
Exactly.
What's it worth? What's the all the material stuff you can buy with income worth? Is it worth your kids?
But why is it in government institutions? Why are we seeing this infiltration? Why are there so many bills putting funding, government tax dollars, into supporting this? I mean, how many of the bills that have come across recently didn't have a section for funding this crap, this DEI, this trans, this, I mean, so much of it was money to fund people who want these surgeries and making it easier. I mean, and look at what's happening in Hawaii, the bills that are coming out there. They're saying that because they're this island and they don't have enough resources to get, you know, people these surgeries, that they're funding bills and trying to put government money into this. This is the part where it gets, where I get into the political sphere, where it's like, if my representatives, people I'm voting for, aren't fighting this, it shouldn't be in the schools, and the government shouldn't be funding any of it, period.
Well, how are we gonna take care of our kids, right? So how are we gonna, if we're not willing to fight for our kids, if we're not willing to protect our kids, what would you fight for? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, it's too inconvenient. It's just too inconvenient for me to deal with this because, you know, my kid's got to go to school and he's got to do this, he's got to do that. And, you know, the reality is what am I going to do about it? Well, I don't know. What are you going to do about it? And that's my question, right? So everybody, just do nothing. Just do nothing. Let your kid go. In fact, you know, sign your kid up for some porn website and let them figure it out that way, right? I mean, listen, you're an adult. You want to live your life how you want to live it. I got no issues with that. I'm a freedom guy. The kid thing is another story. And mm-hmm. if parents won't stand for their kids, what are we left with? Right? What are we going to do? But that's kind of where we are. The parents won't stand for their kids. The parents won't do a damn thing because it's just too much.
I see so many Republicans, GOP leaders coming out and saying, oh, well, I'm kind of soft on, like they say they're proud to be soft and not so big on, they don't even want to touch the subject, right? Because they'll lose whatever. Yeah. But I mean, if they're soft on this issue, they shouldn't be in the party. That's like all I have to say about it. Because I've been doing my rhino hunting research and there's a lot of them that actually come out and say that. Huh. They say, oh, you know, when it comes to, I mean, I just did research on one recently where it was, the border, almost like there's something, there's like an opinion there. Yeah. You know, on the border, I have, you know, there's a lot to say on that. No, there's not. Shut it down.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's not a lot to say.
Build the wall, shut it down, make it safe. So if a GOP person, candidate, consultant, anyone in our party says that there's a lot to say about the border, get them out. And then if they're soft on this trans stuff, get them out. Because this is an attack. Like, this has always been an attack on the God, family, country part, the freedom. Yeah. If you're for freedom and you're not fighting this, then you're delusional because they're coming after Christianity because it is
faith and freedom.
Yes.
Right. So there is no future without our kids. And that's where they're going after. And, you know, the idea that we're just going to let this stand and, you know, listen, I mean, for God's sakes, I'm a lawyer. I'm not exactly the moral leader of our world. But the problem is that you don't have to be perfect to know that there are certain things that are unacceptable, right? And this is one of the things that they play. They play Christian guilt, right? Oh, I'm not perfect, so who am I to say anything? Well, mm-hmm. I'm not perfect either, but guess what I don't do? I don't allow pedophiles around my kids. I don't allow perverts around my kids. You know, that's a big deal. And let me tie it in with something, right? So let me tie this in. Look at this. So this was MTG. She says nearly 70% of Americans want talks to end the war in Ukraine. Nobody likes this Ukraine thing. Yet Speaker Johnson is apparently going to spend another $60 billion to keep it going. And he's going to do it. He's going to suspend the rules to get it to pass because the Republicans won't let it pass. Why is that? Why is that? Because Johnson is now a rhino. I mean, once you get the job of speaker, they tell you what you're going to do, and that's that, right? And they tell him, Johnson, you want to have any chance for a Republican majority, you're going to sell out on this. And Johnson says, okay. Instead of recording the people telling him that and then putting it out there publicly for everybody to see, okay. The same thing with this trans stuff, same thing with all this. It's all being controlled by the same people. the Uniparty swamp is a real thing, folks, and we're going to get to that. Pay attention. We got some big stuff coming in the next couple weeks. But the Uniparty swamp's a big deal, and if you think it's not everywhere, it is. I'm even going to tell you this. Even Donald Trump is impacted by it. Donald Trump, who we support wholeheartedly here, he's even got these snakes trying to infiltrate his camp, right? Why do you think, what do you think's happening? When you see Donald Trump push an endorsement that doesn't make any sense, why do you think that's happening? You think Trump's just okay with these left-leaning rhino sellouts that are going to stab him in the back? Why do you think that's happening? Well, because Trump has 50 states worth of candidates he's got to decide to support or not to support. What do you think's going to happen? How do you think he does that? Well, someone tells him, hey, this is a good guy, we vetted him. This is a bad guy, we vetted him. Who does that? Who does that? By the way, what happens if that person is corrupted? Well, he endorses bad people, doesn't he? See, this is the problem. These Uniparty rhino sellouts are everywhere, and they try and infiltrate. And no matter how good you are, no matter how brilliant you are, Donald Trump being one of the most effective leaders in American history, you got to watch out for the infiltrators. You got to watch out for the snakes. You got to watch out for the foxes in the hen house, because the goal of the fox is to get in the hen house, right? That's the goal. So they're always pushing, and it's always a war. And one of the things that I want to suggest to the people listening here, because I know some of you tend to lean towards the idea that there's some sort of a big plan or this, that, or the other. Let me remind you of something. Any plan that's out there, the best laid plans, those plans always tend to go to hell once the bullets start flying, right? We're in the midst of a war. Donald Trump is under siege like never before. Everything he's done, everything he's doing, it's at risk, right? The bad guys, everything that Trump does, plans to do, has planned to do, will plan to do, remember, doesn't matter how good his plan is, the other side's always trying to counter. And no one's perfect, right? This is a war between good and evil. Of course, evil's going to make some gains. In the end, we know who wins. But do you think that the war is just going to be, an easy going? It's not. It's not. And Patrick, I'm going to comment on this. Flynn is not a snake. I've identified some snakes. It ain't him. I think we've identified the chief snake around Trump right now, and we're working on confirmation on that, and we're going to have word on that coming out very soon. We are, because I've known Flynn for a long time, and I've never had any indication of anything but honorable from him. I know there's a lot of people pushing that he's a bad guy, but of course they're gonna, because he keeps pushing for good things.
The discernment doesn't have to, you don't have to read tea leaves, and you don't even have to pray on it. I mean, please pray on it. I'm all for prayer. But what I'm saying is this is not like an enigma that you have to go spend thousands of hours researching. Look at every single person in our party. Okay. Go to your local state, and go to every single person who claims to be a GOP person.
Yep.
And just do some basic, Google research on him. I did basic Google research on tons of people over the weekend. And yep. I sent a lot of this to Tom, and I said, how is this acceptable? These are people who openly say that there's no crisis at the border. These are people who openly support the trans movement. These are people who are employed by by bipartisan consulting firms and things, firms that work with Democrats. They're literally working side by side with like Obama appointed people and saying that they're employed by the GOP party. Like, this isn't hard. My 10-year-old could go on Google and probably figure out 90% of the rhinos like that. What I'm saying is the discernment level, it's like right in front of us.
Well, this is the problem.
And you'll see the ones that we need to like get rid of. I mean, if you're not America first, it's kind of easy to see. And I mean, Charity talks about it too on the Freedom Brigade's show that we're doing on Tuesdays. There's a litmus test, an easy one. And this trans stuff is a big part of it. The reason why they're so for the trans thing and why there's a trans day of visibility on Easter is because that's what they're going after that on purpose. And so anyone who's in the GOP party who's soft on this isn't, they're not GOP. They need to get out. They're rhinos.
Well, this is, and Patrick asked why I won't debate Pandora's box. If you're talking about the Pandora's box in reference to the, you know, the, what the mainstream is calling conspiracy theories that have been unleashed, you know, I mean, probably because he doesn't have time to debate everything. But what I will tell you is that, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, one thing I want to suggest to y'all, for those of us, you know, I've been accused of being all sorts of things. I actually had someone, which is really funny because I live in Ohio. I literally live in Fremont, Ohio. There's 12,000 people in my town. I actually had someone accuse me of being like a CIA plant, which is really, really, really funny because, like, man, I am way underpaid for CIA plant. But anyways, and by the way, all of my grand connections from Fremont, Ohio, right? But the thing is you get a little bit tired of people telling you what you're doing wrong, you know, why you're evil, why you're this, why you're that. And at some point, you just get tired of debating it. You know, I mean, if you're fighting and you're doing everything, I remember the attacks that Flynn took and his family took for standing up for Trump during the first term. Do you remember the endless lawsuits and all the things that went to, you know, I don't know what, Flynn's family's been through hell. Flynn's been through hell. And, you know, basically Flynn, if I were Flynn, I wouldn't feel like I had to justify myself a whole lot either. He's been through hell standing up for Donald Trump and for this country. And the idea that he's anything but loyal is, to me, yeah, I can understand why he'd be frustrated about that. That would be, you know, and like I said, he's a good dude. There are bad people though. And like I said, we've identified one of the keys. And here's the thing, you don't have to, some of the players that we're identifying, it's not a stretch. I can share with you public information that makes it real clear, right? Flynn, good luck finding something. You got to come through some conspiracy theory 10 layers deep to try and argue that he's done something wrong. The people I'm talking about, you can just run a Google search and it's right there in your face, right? But we've got more than that. We actually have quite a bit more because we always do our homework and there are some crooks out there.
And one thing you and I spoke about too is the incumbents, the people that stay in office. I mean, we're talking anyone that's employed by the GOP party or out there saying that they're, you know, GOP or supporting GOP. But the candidates that are these incumbents that have voted Democrat their entire career, why do they get reelected? Why are they still able to be out there? I mean, again, go to your local, you know, GOP, get involved and get rid of these people who are voting Democrat. It, again, you don't have to search very far. You can go to their voting record. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, so this is an interesting one. You know, I appreciate Patrick talking with us here because the idea, I've heard this, that Flynn wants to run for the White House. Okay, so I've known Mike Flynn for quite a few years. And I'll tell you that in private conversations, when I'm talking to him, our conversation talks about how important it is to get Trump back in. What can we do that? I mean, he's literally strategized with me a whole bunch of times. You know, the idea of making sure that Trump gets back in is, to me, foundational in this country. Without Trump coming in, what do we got? Joe Biden? I mean, there's just, no, you know, Biden's a disaster. We can't have a Biden presidency. We've got to have Trump back in. Everybody knows that. And, you know, it's one of the things I've seen about, you know, this whole Flynn White House. There's no viable, even if Flynn did want to get to the White House, there's no viable path in 2024 for anybody but Donald Trump or Joe Biden, right? It's like, you know, if Joe Biden, if he steps down, if he gets disqualified, this, that, and other, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be a little bit ugly at this point. You know, a lot of people have theorized that it could be Big Mike or someone else that ends up being the D, but I just don't see it. You know, to me, it's getting a little late in the game on that. I mean, there's still a chance that Biden could have to step down and they run a Gavin Newsom or something like that. But, man, I don't know. It just, to me, and it's kind of the same thing with the Republican side. Trump's the guy. You're not going to beat Trump. And frankly, you'd be an idiot to fight with the guy. It's one thing to disagree with him, like I disagree with Trump on the vaccines. I'm very open about it. I don't really care whether he likes it or not. But when it comes to, does that mean that I'm angling for someone else to get the Republican nomination? No, he's the best man for the job. And there's no way that would happen anyways. There's no viable path for that to happen. So the idea that, that these guys are somehow angling to be able to step into the White House is absurd. And like I said, for Flynn especially, he's become a good friend of mine. I've known him for over a decade, and I've never seen him ever show anything but loyalty to Trump. In fact, I'll tell you, going back to 2016, here's a little story. When 2016 had a great crop of candidates. Great crop of candidates for the Republican nomination. And I was really, really undecided. And I'll tell you, Mike Flynn was the reason that I ended up jumping in on Trump. Flynn, I asked General, what's going on? I said, why are you endorsing Trump over Ted Cruz, over Walker, over all these guys? And he said, Trump asked me for a meeting. He said he went up to his office. So he looked him in the eye and said, Mr. President, why are you doing this? He said he wants to help America. And I'm paraphrasing. And I thought that was really, Mike Flynn developed the techniques that they use to question terrorists. If Flynn believed Trump, that's good enough for me. So, like I said, I don't know, guys. I will tell you that there's a lot of bad guys that we need to ferret out. Mm-hmm. That are in the Trump camp. I'm going to tell you, if you care about that, and I'm not an insider, but I'm going to tell you from my experience, my opinion, I trust General Mike Flynn. I really do. He's never been anything but honest and good to me. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I'm going to tell you that I stand with Mike Flynn on this. I've watched him sacrifice. I've watched what the hell he's been through and his family have been through, standing for Donald Trump and America First. So if I'm wrong about that, so.
And we have to take out this uniparty. I mean, that's the biggest threat to our Constitution, to our government, to the future of our nation. It's this uniparty. Yeah. It's these rhinos that have infiltrated the party. I mean, everyone can say, oh, I hate this party stuff and this, that, and the other thing. Well, what's causing it is this uniparty wants complete control. And it's like the one world agenda. The uniparty that is, that we're up against when we're doing this rhino hunting and we're talking about this, they scare me more than the Democrats.
The uniparty is the real enemy.
Exactly.
The uniparty really is. And we got a lot more coming on that. I wanna shift gears for a minute, and I wanna talk about something super important. Actually, this is entirely to entertain myself. This is 100. I hope everybody doesn't turn this off, but this just makes me happy. It makes me smile. So in life, I'm a person who strongly believes that you be whatever you want to be. Right? You want to be a 40-year-old dude with wearing a dress, own it, right? I don't like it. I think it's screwy, but whatever. If you own it, okay. You want to be a 400-pound cow, own it. You want to be a super fit rock star, own it. I don't care what you want to be. I believe in freedom. What I really do want to do, though, what I really dislike is someone who puts up a fake front and can't own who they are. Enter Lizzo. Rip Lizzo's career, which, I mean, it was over anyways. But anyways, Fat Lizzo. And I say Fat Lizzo because understand that Lizzo did more and talked more about being fat and how we should accept her as a fatty than any other person I can think of. I mean, her whole thing, just embrace the blubber, right? And I don't care if Lizzo's a fatty, but if you're going to run around telling everybody, hey, I'm fat, don't be surprised when people say you're fat. But Lizzo is fat, but she's mad now, right? So Lizzo sexually harassed and screwed with all of her staff and did all these terrible things. And maybe it's true, maybe it's not. I mean, I've been accused of that in the past, hell, so whatever. I mean, anybody can accuse you of anything. But Fat Lizzo is now quitting music because she says that she is really upset because people, they're mean about how she looks. Here is a picture of Lizzo. For any of you listening rather than watching, they used a wide-angle lens to take the picture. And it looks like they may have had to use the Hubble to do it. They had to get back far enough, you know, so they took it from space. Actually, this picture might have been taken with an iPhone from the space station. I'm not sure. I think that'd be far enough back to get her all in there. But Lizzo is really upset. She says, quote, I'm constantly up against lies being told about me for clout and views, being the butt of the joke every single time because of how I look, B-U-T-T, butt. It's a very big butt. My character being picked apart by people who don't know me and disrespecting my name. I didn't sign up for this shit. I quit. Okay. I feel really bad for Fat Lizzo, who made millions of dollars being fat. And, she made more money in a week than I've made in 10 years. So I feel pretty bad for this fat porker who's taken 1/1,000,000th of the amount of abuse that I've taken for being a fat cow, even though she runs around telling everybody she's a fat cow. Here's another picture of her. This was actually from, I believe, the last lunar lander. They had an iPhone attached to it, and they took, you know, aimed the iPhone back at Earth, and they found another picture of Lizzo. Yet another picture. She was one of the whole embrace my fat is beautiful people. And so there's that. So in honor of Lizzo, and basically to make myself laugh, I wanted to evaluate and to go through and to play this song as a tribute to her career. Thank you, courtesy of Weird Al Yankovic. Years ago.
Yo, homeboy, where you been, man? We been looking for you.
Yeah, we ain't seen you around Burger World lately.
So where you been, huh?
Oh, you know, around.
Want a piece of pizza? Think I got extra pizza around here somewhere.
No, that's okay, thanks.
Yo, ding dong, man. Ding dong. Ding dong, yo.
No, thanks, really.
Yo, eat this, man. It's good for you.
I'm not really very hungry right now.
Hey, man, what it is with you? You on some kind of diet? Is that what they teach you in that little sissy school of yours?
Back off me, man. Back off.
The question is, are you fat or what?
Leave me alone.
I said, are you fat?
Get off me, man. Stop it.
You ain't down with us no more. You ain't fat. You ain't fat.
You ain't fat. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing.
Here it comes. Support us on the Time Wrench Show, the America Out Loud Network. We'll see you all soon. Thanks for listening.